Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall, and this week on the Friday Live Extra, we meet an artist whose work is currently on display at Norfolk Arts Center. There are two exhibitions going on in Norfolk right now through February 22nd, Well-Oiled Past with ceramics work by Kelly Rush, and Many Faces of Neurofibromatosis by Rachel Mindrup. Mindrup is assistant professor at Creighton University. She studied in Kearney, Los Angeles, and Boston. Rachel, I'm looking forward to talking more about this exhibition. Great to have you on the Friday Live Extra.
Well, thanks for having me.
So this body of work is very interesting because it is all portraits, but furthermore, everyone in these portraits has this medical condition that listeners may have heard in the title of this exhibition, neurofibromatosis, or NF for short. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, it's first of all, it's a hard word to pronounce, so we often just call it NF. It's actually a genetic disorder that causes tumors to grow anywhere in or on your body. There's no cure for it. It's progressive. It's unpredictable. The other aspect about NF that makes it sort of unique from some other disorders and diseases is it manifests itself differently from person to person. So for each person who has NF, they really will have kind of a completely different set of things that happen to them throughout their life and how NF affects them. It's kind of a complicated disorder to raise awareness for because of that reason.
How did you first start painting the portraits?
Well, I had never heard of it, as I'm sure many of the listeners also haven't. But my oldest son, when he was 4 months old, he was diagnosed with NF, primarily because he had all sorts of birthmarks on his body that are called café au lait spots. They're sort of a light tan, kind of splotchy birthmark. And as I'm sure you're familiar, usually like little kids and babies don't have a lot of birthmarks or things like that. So it's kind of unusual. So we took him to the geneticist, and the geneticist was able to just determine that by sight, as that's one of the hallmarks of NF are these birthmarks. And then after Henry was diagnosed, the geneticist told me to be sure to not go home and Google NF because it's just not something you want to go Google. And, of course, that's what I did. I ran home and Googled as much as I possibly could to try and learn more about it.
It makes sense. I mean, who wouldn't want to know if it's your own son, right?
Well, I think that the physicians and the geneticists just tell parents that, but they have to know we're not listening to them. So I went home and really tried to learn as much as I possibly could. And it's just not something that you want to find out that your kid has. And so for me, in the beginning anyway, I really just didn't want anything to do with it. Maybe that's a typical response, but I didn't ask for this. Henry was a spontaneous gene mutation. I didn't understand why this had happened, and I didn't like it. And so for many years, I just tried to raise Henry like he didn't have it because I just didn't want people to feel sorry for him, or I didn't want people to judge him, or I just didn't want anybody to know because I just wanted him to be like all the other kids, which sounds great. That sounds like, you know, like maybe that's the plan, but pretending that your kid doesn't have NF doesn't actually mean he doesn't have NF. Once Henry got into grade school, besides tumors, NF comes with a whole host of learning challenges as well. So they were presenting themselves in school, and so he was having challenges and he needed that help. And so I had to actually reach out and get help from the teachers and everything.
And how did you then decide to start painting the portraits, and how did you find the subjects for this series of paintings?
The truth is, I wasn't really doing anything for a long time. And then as, you know, as Henry was in school, and I'm asking all these people to help him because he's got neurofibromatosis, well, the school teachers don't know what that is. And you can't really expect a bunch of teachers who might have 30 students in their classroom to spend all this extra time. And not only that, but how does NF impact Henry and all of this kind of stuff? So I thought I probably need to be raising awareness. And initially, I just tried to kind of reach out to some of the different NF charities and kind of see what do they do already? You know, how can I get involved? Well, a lot of them do sort of like, you know, marathons or walks. And like if I was like completely physically fit, that would be like really awesome. But I am not the person to go to the gym and like work out and all that kind of stuff. So that was just not going to be my way to do things. Instead, as we're all on Facebook, instead I decided to start finding people on Facebook who had NF. And I thought, well, maybe first off, I can start meeting other adults who have NF and kind of see what their lives were like, you know, what kind of challenges did they run into. And then after that, you know, I thought, well, I met a guy named Reggie Bibbs, like virtually, of course, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of severely disfiguring tumors on his face, but he was going around raising NF awareness and actually using his face as the tool to raise awareness. So he would actually just wear a t-shirt that said, "Just ask." He would know that you wanted to know what was going on with his face. Using him as my initial model, I just painted a watercolor portrait of him as a thank you. And I said, "Hey, thanks, Reggie, for raising awareness. Here's just this watercolor portrait. And, you know, here you go. Thank you." And so he used that watercolor portrait as his Facebook profile picture. And as you know how social media works, all these people saw it. And then he had another friend with NF who saw it. So I ended up doing that gentleman's watercolor portrait. And then after those two were done, there was a mom whose daughter had NF. And she said, "Well, would you do a portrait of a daughter with NF, you know, if the mom raises lots of awareness and stuff?" And I said, "Sure." And once I did the portrait of the little girl, I didn't realize that mom was connected with so many people that all of a sudden I had all sorts of requests for watercolor NF portraits. And so it sort of blossomed there. That was sort of the genesis of it. And then I was doing all these watercolor portraits, and I started putting a qualifier that you had to donate to an NF charity. So you had to show me that you were donating, and then I would do this watercolor portrait of your loved one with NF. So that's actually how it started. And I switched actually in 2012 to just do oil paintings.
So I can see from your perspective as a parent, you want to know by getting in touch with other people with NF, what is my son's possible future with this condition? But then also you've started to make connections, and it's a way of raising awareness and advocating. I'm wondering, though, what the perspective is for Henry. What does he think of this series of portraits?
I didn't paint Henry's portrait until I told him of his diagnosis. It's actually how I told him of his diagnosis. So I just started painting all these watercolor portraits of just these people. And then, you know, we go to the doctor all the time. I was trying to sort of normalize all of this. So we go to the doctor. I'm painting people all over the place. So finally, we were at a doctor's appointment. We were with an ENT. And the ENT told me, she goes, "Well, Rachel, you know, with NF, you know, funky," she said something like, "you know, real weird, funky things can happen with your throat. You know, weird things happen with NF for your whole body." But finally, at that point, Henry said, "Hey," he goes, "do I have NF? Like, do I have that?" And I said, "Oh," I said, "yeah." I said, "you have just like people I paint." And he was really cool with it. He didn't feel like he was the only one to have it. Well, actually, and that's just it. So I started painting lots and lots of people. I asked all of those people to donate, you know, to an NF charity of their choice. So obviously when they donate to an NF charity, my son is being helped along with their loved one. So we all sort of win that way. And then, like I said, after all these watercolors, I've done about over 150 watercolors at this point. But several years ago, in addition to the watercolors, I also decided to kind of switch over and do oil paintings. The oil paintings are what you'll see on display at the Norfolk Art Center.
What happens to the portraits after the exhibition at Norfolk Arts Center?
I keep them. So many people ask if they can buy the oil painting or something of that nature. But if I sell the oil paintings, I can't raise awareness with the oil paintings. So I keep them. And I try the best I can to get places to, you know, display them for me, like Norfolk Arts Center did, was gracious enough to have my show there. So I do keep all the oil paintings, like I said, as basically an awareness tool. It's my way of making introductions to people with NF to a demographic that doesn't know about it. And each oil painting, so when you go and you see the oil paintings, besides looking at my painting, there is a biography written by each participant right next to the painting, and each person writes his or her own biography. That way I'm not accidentally sharing something I shouldn't be sharing.
We've been talking here with Rachel Mindrup about her series of portraits, which are in the exhibition Many Faces of Neurofibromatosis. That is on display at Norfolk Arts Center now through February 22nd. Rachel, I really appreciate your time, and thanks for talking with me about your work.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio. Production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.